Well, welcome to Maple Syrup Day, and good morning to Jason Kansas. We start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
There was a time when I bet you liked maple syrup, but you probably can't have it in your keto diet anymore, right?
Correct. Yeah, I used to love maple syrup. I would get fresh maple syrup from folks and really enjoyed it. But yeah, now I don't eat that at all. So
is the Christmas time hard in terms of the, or have you, it's just kind of like my daughter Evelyn. I mean, she's with Crohn's. I mean, she's had to just know that there's things she can't, just can't.
Yeah. You know, so Christmas Day, we typically, I make what are called liege waffles, which are a yeast waffle that have pearls of sugar in them. And they're basically like very dense waffles. And I always wish that I could eat those. And one of these years, maybe I will.
So
it's a treat for the kids.
You still make them, but you don't eat them.
Right, yeah. I often will do that, where I'll make things that I really used to enjoy for my kiddos, because I know they love them. But
that sounds tantalizing.
But I don't, so.
Sounds like you kind of...
It is.
Yeah.
It is tantalizing.
So
yeah.
Is that like a Belgian waffle or what?
It's almost hard to describe. Again, it's very dense. They're almost... even more dense than like a scone would be.
Okay. All right.
Very sweet. Yeah.
You like to do kind of different food things, it seems to me.
I do. Yeah. I used to watch the Food Network religiously. And back when we had TV coming into the house, when we had cable, I would watch Food Network.
Weren't you like a restaurant cook?
I was, yeah. That was one of my first jobs. I was, I worked in a truck stop, and did mostly breakfast. I always say one of my claims to fame was that I probably have cooked more than 25,000 eggs in my life. I think that's one of my life skills.
There you go. We're still learning about you after 2 years of these early morning visits. Well, we also know you wrote a book called Letters to the Beloved. It is like the old phone book. It's that big, at least. It's got different content than the phone book. But it's got a devotional commentary from Matthew through Revelation. And a lot of our early morning listeners have loved this. I know our friend Lauren and Stanley, I'm sure he's ordered his copy by now. And we've heard of others ordering multiple copies to not only give away this Christmas as gifts, but to have on hand, extras to have on hand. So that's terrific. But we're picking up in Luke chapter 2. What verse here this morning?
Yeah, so we're going to pick up at verse 8, which is as we kind of encounter the shepherds. And I wrote, "Not far off, there were shepherds out in the field who were watching their flocks and keeping them safe from predators. Once again, I sent one of my angels to announce that my son was born. I was also excited about what was taking place, and I could not wait to say something. My son, the savior of humanity, was born, initiating the most extraordinary rescue mission in history. I surrounded the angel with my glorious light. The shepherds were overwhelmed by my glory because it was unlike anything they had ever witnessed. The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Listen, I am bringing you amazing news of unsurpassable joy for all people everywhere. This very day, just down the road in David's city, a child was born who is Savior, Messiah, and Lord. Here's what you must look for: a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding trough.' Suddenly, I sent a whole chorus of heavenly voices to join the herald angel in celebrating my son's arrival. They sang, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who bring pleasure to God.'" So,
it's really
again,
good.
You know, I think it's...
It really flows.
Yeah.
It really flows. I really like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I follow up with kind of this reminder that said, you know, when you sing the song Gloria in Excelsis Deo, you are echoing my angelic choir, affirming my glorious goodness and the appearance of my son, the peace bringer. You know, and I think sometimes, you know, we get into this, we sing these Christmas carols and, you know, they become so commonplace, we forget what we're actually singing about, and it's good to remember what it is that we're singing.
Absolutely. I really like the line going back here a little bit. My son, the savior of humanity, was born, initiating, I love this, the most extraordinary rescue mission in history. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It's not just good. It's true. You know, yeah. I think that's the most amazing story in all of history is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's overwhelming when we think about that. And he invites us to be a part of that, to get in on the action with that. So.
Amen. All right, breakfast tomorrow. Can you do it?
I sure hope so. Let's plan for that.
All right. Sounds good. I hear you. I'm making my homemade summer sausage, and they need 8 hours in the oven, and I got to make the rolls. And so the question is, do I do it before a 7 a.m. breakfast or not? So that's what's going on in my world. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Merry Christmas, Jason Cairns. If you want to order Letters to the Beloved or his other books, just check out Cairns, K-A-N-Z, on Amazon. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning. I still don't have my Christmas tree up.
Oh. Well,
I know. That was the goal yesterday.
But you had Buckeyes to make, didn't you? Yeah.
I made Christmas candy.
Yeah.
Someone's got their priorities messed up, and that person is me.
Well, it's going to happen this weekend. I just know it.
Thank you for having faith in me.
Uh-huh.
Even if I don't have faith in me.
It's going to happen.
A New Jersey's family project to kill time during the pandemic is now turning into a big moneymaker. First of all, if I was smart enough to do this, I wouldn't even care if I made money. It sounds like so much family fun. The Aversa family tells WPVI-TV they designed a life-size board game called What's Next.
Really?
You play it outside. They made weatherproof tiles assembled by players who act as their own game pieces, along with activities ranging from exercises to animal impressions. The parents took their game online. It's become so popular. It will soon be available on Walmart's website.
Wow.
It sounds so creative. It's a board game where you get to be your own little token.
That's so it cool. Sounds like a combination of charades and...
Yeah.
Huh.
What token did you guys like to be when you played Monopoly? Because I always like to be the cowboy on the
the car.
Oh,
the
good.
Car, okay.
Oh, the little dog.
Oh, yeah, that would
the
that
little
would
dog
sense,
and
yes.
Never the iron. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you want to be reminded of
I think
of
they
toys?
Changed those, you know, they kind of modernized the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I like about this is I can just see the family thinking, okay, not only will this be a sports game or strategy game, we've got kids that are creative. And so it sounds like it's got something for everyone. I'm going to check it out online and see.
And I mean, you don't want to pop a hip playing Family Twister, so.
Yeah.
I don't even play that anymore.
All
I
right.
think my health insurance premium
I'm
will
searching
go
it
up.
Right now, and the first thing that came up is a song by that title by Drake. So anyhow, I'll have to do a further
next?
Searching.
Yeah, but hey, maybe they're tying in being trendy.
What's next?
Well, it's 10 before 8 o'clock, 12 degrees. Don't think we forgot. We bring this public service to you every single Friday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. All you might have missed in the busyness of your week, especially during Christmas preparation season, news, sports, politics, pop culture, you can't keep up with them all. We do it for you when we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
A man who went to a hospital in Poland complaining of headaches found out he actually had a nail stuck in his skull.
They removed the nail, although they warned him the hair may not grow back because they had to spackle the hole and sand it down.
You got to do what you got to do, right?
Tiffany & Company just unveiled its newest, most expensive bling ever, and it will probably cost $20 to $30 million.
And they'll still charge you for shipping.
Probably.
Isn't that the truth? Well, it's upon us. Winter is coming soon.
And it's getting to be that time of year when you're hiding the presents from the kids and the extra pounds under those sweaters.
Preach.
My neighbor put way too many Christmas lights in his house this year.
The good news is now we have a place to roast our chestnuts.
A woman gave birth in a Russian airport shortly after exiting her plane.
However, due to jet lag, it was 3 hours later before the pain kicked in.
AAA estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week, a number approaching the 2019 pre-pandemic record.
Mm-hmm, and I'm avoiding the rush. I've already sent my luggage to the airline so they could go ahead and lose it now.
Smart.
There you go. Plan ahead. And finally, it's officially the holidays.
And it's the season of TV commercials that pretend the average person is really going to buy their spouse a new Lexus for Christmas. December to remember, y'all. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
What is more iconic than a candy cane when it comes to a Christmas treat?
Right?
I can't think of anything. And I love them. I remember being little, and my sister and I would see who could get the end to look like a pencil point, and then we'd stab each other.
I never did that, but again, I would lick them to such a sharp point that I would, you know, you poke your tongue with it a few times.
Yeah.
It's like candy cane.
So
you betrayed me just like hot pizza does.
You are a much better child than I was, my poor sister. Here are some fun facts about candy canes that I didn't know. Maybe you don't either. Candy canes took shape in 1670 when a choir master twisted them to look like shepherd's hooks.
Okay.
I love that idea. Yes. So that reminds us of the shepherds that were the first to hear of Jesus' birth. More than 2 billion candy canes are sold in just November and December every year.
Wow.
I know. Well, there's lots of those little ones.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Have you tried the alternate flavors? And I know there's some really crazy flavors like mashed potatoes and gravy and stuff. Yeah. But the ones that are like blue and green and I think, I don't know, Starburst
right?
might make candy
canes. Starburst makes those. Have you tried those?
Yeah. I mean, part of me just, I love the traditional red and white. The green is okay.
Uh-huh.
The blue on blue is all right as well, too. But again, I'm kind of a traditionalist because I like to stir my hot cocoa with
the
candy cane. But yeah, sometimes we'll get some of the crazy ones for the kids.
Right. And it melts into the cocoa so quickly. It's so delicious.
Perfect.
Here's two more facts here on the WIB Wake Up Show about candy canes. Before the 1900s, candy canes were only white with no red stripe.
Really?
I want to get to the bottom of that. Who was the genius that thought of a red? And then finally, the last fact is the world's largest candy cane is 58 feet tall, and it was made in Leslie, Michigan.
Edible?
That's another thing I'll get back to
you. I'm just thinking how many people could get around licking that thing. It doesn't seem sanitary. Might not be the best idea.
I'm going to get candy cane facts part two. I'm going to get
really
to the bottom
cool.
of this.
I mean, have you seen this before, too, with candy canes, too, how you can tell the story of Christ? Because not only do you have the shepherd's crook, you flip around, it's a J for Jesus. You can talk about, again, the blood of Christ, the red, washing our sins whiter than snow, the white, when we put our faith and trust in
Him.
3.5 hours every weekday morning from 5:30 to 9, we set out to inform, inspire, and entertain at given moments, it's one or the other, and we boil down this week to 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Here you go.
Good morning, Mark. This is Jerome. My most favorite Christmas song is Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the Lord is born. You did play it, and I was yesterday, and I was so blessed.
The sun versus the snow. I mean, the snow loses every time. I want to make a sports joke. It's like Packers Bears.
Back in the day, I was told I looked like Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
Oh.
But we have taken different paths since our youth. In fact, Phil actually risked his life yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, he asked me how my diet was going. I was making Christmas cookies. It was like, he's like, I didn't mean anything. I'm like, context is everything.
Yeah, this is Rick Flynn. And I've had numbers of people tell me I look like Buddy Hackett. Have a great day. Bye.
What an angel.
Where do you weigh on an eggnog and fruitcake, Drew?
So you guys were talking about this. I'm vaguely familiar with the concept. I've never had either.
Oh,
I'm wondering if it's like a cultural thing, like Wisconsin, Michigan. Eggnog is like what? It's like a smoothie? Is it like that thing that Rocky drank with the two eggs in the glass? What is that?
This is so funny because when we have our children, when we're young and idealistic, we say, you know, no guns, no competitive games. Somewhere along the lines, your parents decided we are not going to let our child know about fruitcake or eggnog. He's going to grow up in a world unfettered.
That was really good.
The most stressful sound in the world is a crying baby. A crying baby that won't stop.
Friends are great, aren't they? Because they'll tell you what they really think and how they really feel. And that's, you know, you need that, right? My good friend, Birthday Bob, Packer Bob in Rice Lake. He says, these are his words. I believe you put your audience to sleep with Crystal Lewis. I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh.
How about Jingle Bells by Michael W. Smith? Well, it just so happens, Bob, we do have... He's right.
Oh.
We did. So we're going to have to try to wake him up after sports and commentary. He recommends Little Jingle Bells by Michael W. Smith. So we'll see. Yeah, this guy's really sawing some serious logs, though. So we'll see. But Bob saying maybe just need a stronger dose of coffee. So we'll work on both of those.
Wow.
For the listeners, we're serving humanity.
When it comes to Christmas, most of the women are driving the tank on the war machine of Christmas. We get it going. We get
I love that
decorating.
Description because that's what it feels like sometimes,
the war
right?
War machine on Christmas. All right, the whip question of the morning tied into Aaron Rodgers and the doppelganger in the crowd at Lambeau on Sunday night. My wife Peggy is on the line, though, because she has a wonderful story from back in the day. Right, honey?
I was in college. So when I was in college, I worked in the five-year-old room in the child care center on campus. And there was a little boy there who really loved the movie Twister. And he not only thought I looked like Helen Hunt, he actually thought I was Helen Aww. Hunt from the movie. And so I wasn't sure whether I should burst his bubble, but then he asked me how I got my Jeep out of the tree.
Oh, that's so cute.
Good morning. This is Jeff, the dairy guy. And back in the day, not only did people say I looked like Tim McGraw, I don't remember where I was at, but people actually thought I was Tim McGraw. Talk to you later. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. That reminds me of the Taylor Swift song. When you think Tim McGraw, you think Jeff the Dairy Guy.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, goodness. I should know. I'm never safe for best of the week if I sing on here.
That's true. Or if you imitate your dog.
That was great, Helmo. Thank you.
The really best good. Of the week.
It was a good week, huh?
For us.
Well, you're good at putting it together.